Morning.
Today is July 3rd, Thursday. The subject, Thanksgiving and Obedience. The scripture, Colossians 1, 12, 13. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Verse 13, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Amen. Thanks to God, which does not proceed from an obedient heart, is presumptuous and falsehood. Meditating on the word. Only the people who, in the way of obedience, receive the blessing of God can be sure that it is indeed a blessing for which he or she is given thanks. Much that comes our way may appear to be a blessing, but its long-term outworking shows it to be otherwise. All gifts are not necessarily good gifts, and the last thing we need is gifts that come from our own presumption or from the demand we place in God's goodness. Worthwhile blessings and gifts always come from God's free response to our obedience and faith. Bonhoeffer's thought, we can only really thank God for what he gives, for what he freely gives, not for what we have demanded. My prayer thought, we give thanks. Though we cannot see the future, we can give thanks for blessings already present as evidence of God's faithfulness. Even in suffering, we can thank God for sustaining us thus far. We, with gratitude, we thank you, Lord, for divine favor. Amen. Suggested scripture, Psalms 95 and 2, 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. Have you ever wondered what thanksgiving and obedience really mean in a biblical context? How this concept applies to our everyday life and relationships? Thanksgiving and obedience are deeply interconnected in the biblical narrative. Thanksgiving arises from recognizing God's grace, and provisions, leading to a desire to live in accordance with his will. Obedience, in turn, is an expression of gratitude, acknowledging God's authority and responding to his love with faithful actions. The call to thanksgiving and obedience is a call to live a life that honors God, reflecting his character and fulfilling his purpose. It is called to remember his deeds, trust in his promises, and walk in his ways, thereby experiencing the fullness of life that he intends for his people. Now, obedience can transform our perspective on faith and spirituality. It's not just about following rules, it's about building a deeper connection with God and embracing a path that leads to fulfillment. Obedience is not legalism or a lack of freedom. Rather, it fosters a fulfilling life aligned with God's purpose and can be practiced by all believers. Obedience is an ongoing process, emphasizing that growth often involve responding to God's call in daily choices rather than achieving perfection. Trusting God means placing faith in his plan. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 urges us to lean on God for guidance, assuring us that he will direct our path. Romans 13 and 1 states that all authority comes from God, encouraging us to obey leaders and laws as a reflection of our obedience to him. Obedience stands from love. John 14, 15 highlights that loving God leads to following his command, demonstrating an intercommitment to his will. Abraham obeyed God's call to leave his homeland, showcasing profound trust. His journey to a new land exemplifies obedience based on faith. The Israelites followed God's direction through their exodus from Egypt, highlighting collective obedience. Their trust shaped their identity as God's chosen people. Daniel chapter 6 tells the famous account of Daniel in the lion's den after disobeying the king's decree against prayer. Verse 10 notes Daniel's response. Now, when Daniel knew what the writing was signed, that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows been open in his chambers towards Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knee three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime, the King James Version. Daniel's thanksgiving, even in the face of mortal danger, powerfully reflects his trust and faith in God. Though he knew he could be thrown into the lion's den, Daniel gave thanks because nothing would stop him from faithfully praying to his Lord. Daniel fixed his eyes on the supremacy and worthiness of God. He knew that giving thanks was the right response no matter if he was delivered or defiled. With complete faith in God's wisdom and sovereignty, thanking him for his goodness was the only option. Daniel's example inspires and convicts believers today. Jesus embodied obedience through his life and sacrifice. Luke 22 and 42 shows his submission to God's will, even in challenging moments. Obedience demonstrates our love for God and strengthens our faith. It fosters a deeper relationship and aligns our life with his purpose. It's normal to face challenges, but we must focus on grace, remembering that growth in obedience is a journey. Seek God's help through prayer and community support. Obedience in the Bible reaches beyond compliance. It encourages a deeper connection to God, transforming our faith and daily life. When we choose to follow God's commandments, we deepen our faith. This alignment leads to a greater understanding of God's will for our life. For instance, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 shows the benefit of trusting God's guidance. As we obey, we cultivate virtues like patience and humility, enhancing our spiritual development. Regular prayer, study of Scripture, and community worship can support us on this journey. Trusting God requires us to act even when circumstances appear challenging. Remember Abraham's willingness to sacrifice Isaac. His obedience demonstrated profound faith in God's promises. This principle applies to daily life. Choosing to trust God's plan often involves stepping beyond our comfort zone. Acts of obedience, like helping others or forgiving those who wrong us, reinforce our faith and commitment to God. We must embrace these moments as opportunities to strengthen our relationship with God. Obedience doesn't demand perfection. It involves striving to follow God's path while recognizing human imperfection. Acknowledgement of mistakes allows for growth and deeper faith. By letting go of misconceptions and focusing on the heart of obedience, we can deepen our faith and inspire those around us. Remember that every step we take in obedience brings us closer to God's purpose for our life. Please agree with me as I pray. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your blessing over us. Thank you for bringing us through the toughest of times, strengthening us for your purpose. Thank you for your mercy and grace. You are always with us and will never leave us. Thank you for your incredible sacrifice so that we may have freedom and life. Forgive us for when we don't thank you enough for who you are, for all that you do, for all that you've given. Help us to set our eyes and our hearts on you afresh. Renew our spirit. Fill us with your peace and joy. We love you and we need you this day and every day. We give praise and thanks, for you alone are worthy. Precious Jesus, our Lord and Savior, bless everyone on this devotional line and their families. In the almighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Now let us take 30 seconds of silence to allow the Lord to speak to us as to what to pray and how to pray.
Awesome, wonderful Father God. How we bless you, and indeed thank you for a new day. Thank you for another morning. Thank you for keeping us while we slept. Thank you for your maidservant bringing such a wonderful word this morning to remind us that not only are we to give thanks, but to give thanks recognizing that obedience is your love language. Obedience is what pleases you. Father God, we thank you because you give us the fruits of your spirit. Those of us that desire to surrender our lives to you, even in the most challenging of times, Father, by the power of your Holy Spirit, you manifest yourself, your hand, your movement, your mightiness, your miracles, your healing, Father, and we are grateful. You let us know, I'm the one that makes the real deals. You do as I say, I will always hold up my end of the bargain. Father, thank you for being a promise keeper. Thank you for teaching us to be obedient to you. Thank you, Father God, because you can never lie. Thank you, Father God, because you never fail. Thank you, Father God, because you love us unconditionally. Thank you, Father God, because your promises are yea and amen. We give you thanks for everything, good, bad, and indifferent, because you have purpose in it all. You are preparing us for whatever it is you need us to be in position to do to glorify you. Father, we trust you, we love you, and we thank you as each day you teach us more about you. Teach us more about your heart, your agenda, and the importance of being obedient to your will. Blessed be your holy name, Father, now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you for your grace that has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Thank you for rescuing us from the power of darkness and bringing us into the kingdom for your beloved Son. Father God, we pray for increased knowledge of your will, that we may walk in a manner that's worthy of you. We pray for strength and endurance to live a life pleasing to you, Lord. Strengthen us with all power according to your glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Humbled by this lesson, when you are requiring that we stop and realize not everything that we've called a blessing
truly is. We confess that too often we've chased after things we wanted and then called them your gift, when in truth, they may have been the fruit of our own impatience, our own bulldozing our way through. Forgive us for the ways we tried to force you to do something that we wanted you to do, demanding blessings on our terms, instead of trusting you and trusting your wisdom. So, Father, we repent for treating your goodness like a vending machine. My God.
Yeah.
Offering obedience only when it suits us and expecting rewards to follow. God, we will be in your presence, dedicated, so that you can purify our motives and realign our hearts with your will, so that you can teach us to walk in fruitful obedience, not for what we can get, but because we trust in who you are. God, until obedience is our gift back to you because of your faithfulness and because of our thanksgiving, we can't give you anything. You don't need anything. But what you require of us is, if we truly are thankful for all that you've done, that we would respond with obedience. Give us discernment, Father, so we know the difference between stuff that we've gathered to ourselves and things that you've given in your timing. Help us to be content with what comes from your hand and to resist what comes through self-will. Father, we are continually trying to learn to give thanks for what you've given and only what you've given, because your blessings make us rich and add no sorrow. And we have been in those places where we figured a way to get the thing that we wanted and we brought sorrow with it.
Thank you.
God, help. We want to live lives reflective of the kind of obedience that pleases you. As Sylvia tells us all the time, obedience is your love language. God, we want our gratitude to flow from a heart surrendered to your grace, not from a place where you did what we wanted you to do. We want to be obedient because we know that that is what you require, and we love you enough to do what you ask us to do. And we submit this prayer to you according to your will and for your glory. Amen.
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 Lord God, teach us to walk in obedience to your will, not seeking the treasures of this world, but valuing the true gifts you give. And those gifts are faith, love, peace, and grace. Help us to follow you with a humble heart, trusting that your ways are always good. May our life reflect your truth and bring you glory. Amen.
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 Amen. Father God, I thank you. I praise you this morning, Father God, as our nation is pursuing your holiness, God, and turning away from evil and pursuing you, God. As we celebrate the 4th of July, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus to draw our hearts back to what's important to you. And Father God, in that time of celebration and the gathering of crowds, we ask for your divine protection. We ask you to stay the hand of the enemy that's scheming and plotting. And Father God, we trust you as we recognize what true liberty is. Father God, we thank you for it, and we give you praise for it. Oh God, so many nations are under communism and don't have liberty. And God, we ask you to bless those underground churches in those nations. Provide for them, protect them. And God, we give you praise. We ask for safety for all fireworks celebration, and that people can remain safe. We ask for protection of parents watching over their children as they use fireworks. And we thank you. We give you praise, God, because we only could be free in you. And we thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 And Father, may we add to the celebration. Maybe it wasn't the 4th of July when we got saved. Maybe it was the 5th of September. Maybe it was April the 12th. But as we celebrate the 4th of July, help us to celebrate our liberation from the enemy, our personal freedom cry.
Yes.
That we are liberated, God. We are free from the binds of the enemy. We are free from the control of the enemy. Let us celebrate that freedom.
Thank you.
Yes, God, that the enemy no longer rules and reigns. The enemy no longer dictates. We are free. Amen.
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 Amen. You can go ahead and close us out, please.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you. Almighty and eternal God, you have graciously created all things. We thank you for giving us sound bodies and for preserving us from the power, preserving us from the power of the evil foe. Help us to rightly use our ears and tongue to hear and speak your word diligently and devoutly, and to praise you for your grace, so that no one will be offended by our words, but that all may be strengthened in faith through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Father God, we lift up our country and the entire world before you. Lord, we pray for unity among all leaders, that they may put aside all differences and work together for the greater good. Help them to listen with open hearts, to consider diverse perspectives, and to find common ground that fosters progress and unity. Above all, Lord, I pray for the hearts of our leaders to be touched by your love and grace. May they seek your guidance and surrender to your will, recognizing that true leadership comes from serving others selflessly. We pray for the lost, for the ones suffering with mental health. We pray for the safety of the ones in harm's way, for the ones missing from infants to adults, who have been taken by force.
We pray that all evil motives and intent of these individuals be exposed. We pray for all parents and their children. We lift up everyone who have the responsibilities of keeping us safe, treating the sick, and for the ones securing our borders. Lord God, let compassion, kindness, and humility shine through every doctor and nurse as they attend to every patient. Father God, we lift up the preparers of the food, the sanitation staff, for those who secure all medical buildings. Father, let your peace reign in our hearts, and may we share the peace with others. Teach us to appreciate the beauty of life in all forms, and to use our gifts to serve you and those around us. May your Spirit guide our steps and fill our hearts with hope and joy as we navigate each day. Amen.
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 Good morning.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Okay, I think we lost Danny for a minute there.
I'm here. I was on mute.
Okay.
Does anyone have anything they would like to share this morning?
I just want to say good morning to everyone on the line. And it's just such a blessing this morning. The word was just so what we need. We got to be grateful and thankful for all things that God give us. And that's what I wanted to say this morning. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful for each and every person and everything that, in their life that God is going to do today. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Yeah.
Thank
God for Brother Danny.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Danny.
It's a joy.
Always a joy to hear your voice.
Thank you.
And partaking in the devotion and being your wife helped me.
Thank you, Lord.
Get your rest, Elder Pam.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Please. And I want to. You could call me Elder Pam, and I'll just say what I want to say right quick after this is over, if that's okay with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I just wanted to say, Miss Lula, thank you for the lesson and that we really have to take it to heart.
Yes.
We talk about how much we love God and how grateful we are. But the way that we can show our gratitude to God is by doing what He says. That's what he wants from us. Because he don't need us to do things for him. He needs us to obey. And to look in the word to find what it is he wants us to do. We find his will in his word. And when we find his will, we do his will. That's how we show how thankful we are.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because otherwise, it's just empty words.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
That's all you got? Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that would like to share something this morning?
Yes, I'd like to share. First of all, I'd like to say good morning to everyone. Good morning, Dr. Pam. I pray that you feel better real soon. What I want to share this morning is that I'm approaching my birthday, which is, you know, people celebrate, it's July 7th, people celebrate birthdays, saying, thank God for this foreign day. I just thank God for life, health, and strength. Material things means nothing to me. I just thank God that I have the use of my limbs, and mm-hmm. I my right mind, reasonably so. I'd also like to share that God has been so good. He has placed people in my life that have been a beacon of life and just have blessed me tremendously with me being on their mind, sharing their time with me. I just thank God for that because, you know, as we approach age in some ways, it can get a little lonely sometimes and you can feel that you're forgotten. But just being on a person's mind is such a wonderful thing. And I also like to share that I heard from my grandson, Amron. He's doing well. He graduates his training in the military in August. August 6th is his graduation. So wherever he goes from there, I just pray that God covers him. And I also like to, just as Dr. Pam had said, obedience is better than sacrifice. And God is a God of order. And I just have been living under his grace and his mercy for quite some time. I thank God for that because now I am ready to pick up my mantle and just serve him in each and every way to the best of my ability. I just have a thankful heart. I thank you for this open door ministry. I thank you for each and every one of you, especially the ones that have been with me through this journey. It's overwhelming right now. Sometimes I just cannot think of things quickly and as promptly as I normally should have, and I just thank God for covering me through this. Mm-hmm. And that is my prayer this morning. Thank you, guys. Amen.
Amen. Miss Sarah, did you fill out the form so that we have your address and your birth date? Did you fill out that form?
I don't think I have. I'll look into it.
Just text me your address.
Okay.
Because you just said your birthday is July 7th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just text me your address so I can give it to Miss Kathy, okay?
Yes, I was just about to ask her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Thank you. I will do that. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Glory to the name of God.
Mm. Is there anyone else?
Copy of the lesson.
Okay. Oh. Yes,
yes,
right.
Kathy,
Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Three.
Okay. Carolyn, did you get
that? Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna try to do the because we didn't used to get these requests so much, and so it was fairly easy to get it to everybody. But what I want to do is I want to send them out once a week. And so on Saturday, I want to send out all the requests for the week. And because that will make it less expensive to send them out. Because now I send them out through an application. And I was sending them out just through the text message, but that was more labor, and so I guess I have to decide: do I want more labor or do I want an added expense? But so you guys be praying too. So if God give you a word, then you not call me and say, "Okay, God said more labor, not more expense," or God said the expense is okay, but do it once a week. But then I thought about. But maybe you don't want to wait for a whole week to get that lesson. Maybe you want to actually get that lesson today so that you can marinate on it today. So, okay, that just answers that question. Okay, just cross all that out and tell God thank you.
Dr. Pam, I would like to share.
Okay.
I'm going to do it the way God told me to do it. I want to thank you and your husband. But I also was very angry with both of y'all for opening that door that I thought I closed. I cried halfway through the lesson this morning talking to God. But Lula said something in the message that struck me like a ton of bricks. It's really hard for me to be obedient because of this pain and anger I'm holding up to. It's hard, but it's possible that I can get through this.
Yeah.
And I believe God got me here today with something to do, to listen to my soul. I believe in my heart He ready for me to release this, but I don't. It hurts. It makes me angry. And when I think about all that, I think about how I continue to hurt God and make Him angry at the sins I do today. God is really ministering to my soul. I just want to thank y'all and thank y'all for being on the line with me this morning. Amen.
Sister Adam, you should come to my house today. I'm going to text you my address.
Let me get an 18. I'm going to try. I thought it was going to be a me day, but look like it's going to be me and God day.
I'm going to text you my address, so don't worry about finding the ink pen. I'm going to text you my address. And you can come to my house today, and we're going to do a quick little hurt exercise. Okay?
That mean I got to use the computer?
No.
Okay.
No, we just gonna spend some time in the presence of God, so that, you know, because grief is about loss, and there are stages of grief and stages of loss and we're gonna spend some time walking through those stages together so that you can let that go. Because first of all, you're already down that path because you confessed what you were feeling. And that's the biggest leap. Mm-hmm. To take ownership of what we feel. And then you said, but what about how God is hurting because of me? So we just gonna walk through that and let God shine on through. So I'm not going anywhere. So you just let me know when you want to be here. Okay.
Okay, I text you.
Okay.
Pray I don't change my mood. Just
you
know, place this mind.
You're not gonna change your mind because Miss Kathy is gonna call you too. Not Miss Kathy that dismisses us, but Miss Catherine from the church. She gonna call you too.
I sure am.
But Dr. Pam, I get to the point where I just want to shut down. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to talk.
And I understand that's why you have to be in my presence, because I won't let you. That's why this can't be a phone call, because I need to see you and I need to discern what's going on. That's why I need you in my presence, so I can deal with that battle with you. Because when we were praying, you know, I don't know if you're going to go to the 4th of July event or not, but the Lord spoke to me and said, if she wants you to go with her, whichever Thanksgiving, whichever one, I will be right there with you, holding your hand. Because we don't fight alone.
I got so much anger in my heart.
I know you do. And that's the part of grief that you need to get past. There are stages.
I don't think I can, Dr. Pam.
Well, you don't think you can. And that's okay what you think. But I know you can, because we serve a God who can do all things. You just need to be delivered.
Yes.
Good morning. Can I just share this right quick?
Yes, ma'am.
To Dr. To Miss Happy. Healing is painful and it's a process. I've been there more than once and it's very painful, but it's a process that God sent me through. Thank God that you have open hearts and open hands that will walk you through this process. It's going to be painful. It's like pulling a scab off a wound. One more thing. I want to give a shout out to the McCains, Sylvia and Gary and Sylvia. They were such a blessing on Sunday, past Sunday. Even though I was late, I enjoyed myself tremendously. And I was told that that's where I will be spending my birthday on Monday, at that same restaurant, Just Spoons, because I was so impressed by it. So once again, thank you to the McCains. They've been such a blessing in my life, especially Sylvia's husband, Gary. I was on the brink of suicide, and I looked up and I saw this man, and I know what darkness is, and I know what it feels like, and I can feel your pain, Sister Happy. It's like putting a scab off of a wound, and we don't know that. The wound, but it's definitely there. So please accept the extension, accept the olive branch, accept the prayers. I know it's hard. I feel your pain.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes. You're not alone, Sister Happy, because I'm going through the same process, and I ran many years. And I finally accepted the offer. Run to it. Don't run from it. Because that's where you're going to get your healing, sweetheart. I was down to 89 pounds. All I did is lay in the bed and just dwindle away. Thinking that just being separated from the world was my peace. Then to a mental hospital, because I didn't know how to cope. Now we got hope in Christ. So receive it and run to it, baby. And you're going to give us a great praise report. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Amen. I can't wait to see you. I'm gonna get up and have the Lord strengthen me so that we can walk through this thing together. I don't believe in happenstance. I don't believe in coincidence. So this is for you and for me.
Okay. And what really angered me about you, I'm like, Lord, she went through the same thing I went through. How dare she tell me this on this cell phone? You know, all kinds of stuff went.
Wow.
Went through my
because
mind.
I did.
Wow.
And because this is the call of God on my life.
Mm-hmm.
I have a doctorate degree in pissing people off. I'm sorry. but this is the call of God on my life. And because He loves you, and because He loves me, and because I love you, I will fight for you. And you can talk to any person on this line and they will tell you I'm serious about that.
Yes, that's true. That's real.
I'm serious about that.
That's real. Amen.
And so I don't care if you get mad at me. As long as God gets through to you and does what He wants to do in you, you can be mad at me. I'm okay with that.
You should not be mad with me, Miss Sam, Dr. Pam, because it ain't who you should be mad at. She'll be mad at God. I'm mad at you.
Well, she can't be mad at God, so I'm the next. I'm the closest thing available.
Yeah, man.
You know, but that's our reality. When things don't go the way we want, we get mad. We get mad. We get hurt. You know, we have a list of emotions that we have when things don't go the way that we want them to. And we need somebody to blame. It's never going to be God.
unless we just way down the road. But we, you know, but when we come to ourselves, we understand that it's an emotion that we now need for God to heal us. And then we are reminded that there is no pain that we experience that Jesus did not also experience. And he made it to the other side and gave his life for us. He never promised us that we would not have pain. He promised us that he would always be with us. In this life, you shall suffer trials, persecutions, but be of good cheer, because he has overcome the world.
Amen.
Amen.
And so we have to walk in that, and that's why we grab each other's hand. When I can't walk in that by myself, then I grab somebody's hand to walk in that with me. But they're going to help me get to the other side. That's why I always say, you want people in your life that love God more than they love you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
So that's our understanding. But you know, but Sister Happy, I'll see you later on today.
I call you, let you know when I'm on my way. I probably drag Catherine with me.
And she'll be more than happy to come. Look at that, God. Miss Catherine.
Salad.
Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah. You heard me talk. Do that. Potato salad.
Amen. Wow. I get out that bed, Sister Cat.
Yeah.
I love how God does things. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mr. Danny, we done.
Y'all done? Okay.
Thank all y'all.
Thank y'all so much.
Miss Cassie, will you please close us out?
Yes. Sure. Yes, absolutely. Yes. We have to be intentional and determined. Be encouraged on purpose, trusting and obeying God as we remain in his presence. To God be all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. And Miss Andy, I'm available today.
Okay. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. All right, everybody.
Have a good day, guys.
Everyone has
you. And Miss Andy, I'm calling you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. All right. We out.
Be safe.